Okay, and this is being recorded. We have people that are listening in by streaming audio from around the world on their computers. And we have some people that have called in or are calling in by telephone. And if you're at your computer, of course, welcome to the Power Sellers at Sea preview call. The purpose of this call is to review all of the fun and events and even some gossip from eBay Live Boston and to talk about, well, who am I, what am I doing here, and why are we doing a New Year's cruise for the Power Sellers? And we have a couple of special guests. One is you, and I want to introduce you right now, Debbie Bressler from ProfitCoaches.com. Debbie, you have been my marketing buddy for several years now, my friend and my client on some of these cruises. And you and I both come from the world of internet marketing, but you actually have a more diverse background than that, don't you?
Right, right. I came from many years in the corporate world. But one of the things we've talked about is instead of just internet marketing, I've actually run a coaching business. I worked as a jewelry designer. And so it's not just the world of internet marketing. It's bringing online things online, not only online traffic, but using offline methods to build a web business. And so much of what we see when people think of internet marketing is just plain internet marketing, and they look at it as a means, and you know that's all it is, rather than a way of bringing traffic and a way of advertising your business.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, and I think I jumped the gun a little bit because my control panel tells me we actually still have 3 minutes before the official start of this.
Right.
So I don't even know if our little banter back and forth has gone out to the masses. Let me check my webcast connection.
Yeah, I've got about 8:56 here. Do you want to do a check and see if Dave, do you happen to be on?
Hey, Debbie, it's Dave.
Hey, Dave.
How are you?
Okay.
Hi, Lou.
Hey, Dave, live from Las Vegas.
From Las Vegas.
From another big seminar event. How was Adam Ginsberg's presentation just moments ago?
He was running a half an hour behind, so unfortunately I had to leave in the middle of it. So I'm very perturbed at you, Lou, for holding this stuff. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, thank you, Dave. Okay, while we make small talk over here and wait for the countdown of the Power Sellers at Sea telewebcast, let me try out this high technology here and see if actually anyone can hear us. So I'm actually going to hit that play button on my screen that should give us like a 10-second delay, and hopefully our voices will be heard. Oh, I guess the world can hear us. Oh, my goodness. Isn't modern technology great, guys? You know, pretty soon, you know, I've been talking a lot about adding audio to your auctions, and I'll tell my story in a little while of how that's helped me, you know, as a hobbyer on eBay. But pretty soon we'll be able to make these eBay auctions live by embedding streaming audio in the last few minutes of an auction so that you can actually speak to your bidders and buyers from the page. So, I'm like a little kid when it comes to technology. I love stuff like this.
I still remember, Lou, the auction you had with the meatloaf tickets with your audio and this long story about meatloaf and what you ended up getting more than the face value of the tickets, I believe.
Yeah, you know, I did. I've had much luck with the use of audio and telling a story from within the auction. It's kind of like a meet the seller and, you know, why I'm selling the item and, you know, maybe some of the history and sentimentality behind the item and try to drive a little bit of excitement. It's worked for me, you know, again. I'm not a big shot power seller. I'm a seller of cruises online, and I only use eBay to hobby. But for those of you just joining us, a lot of people this week have asked, who is this Captain Lou character, and what gives him the right to coordinate a cruise for power sellers when Lou is not even a power seller himself? And I think the short answer to that is that without eBay, I've built a million-dollar-plus online business at my close to 30 websites about cruises and travel, and without anyone driving traffic to me but myself, I've got sites like littleshopofcruises.com and captainlou.com, myfreecruise.com, vacationrebates.com, and of course some of the theme groups that we produce, like murdermysteryatsea.com and realestatevacation.com. And so, you know, when you, Dave, when you said, Lou, you've got to come to eBay Live, whether you're going to sell travel on eBay or not, you've got to see the excitement and frenzy and fun and learning and network opportunity of eBay Live. And just the show that they put on is just spectacular, not to mention the collecting of the pins and the coins and the shirts and the mugs and the parties. But I think that's a perfect time for me to introduce, for us, Debbie, to introduce Dave, who's calling in from Las Vegas. He just cut out of a very important seminar with eBay guru Adam Ginsberg, and to come and join us on the call. Dave, it's all your fault. You got me started. You gave me the eBay bug in terms of doing something more on eBay than I already am. And you brought me to Boston, and we came with several friends and had a great time. And Dave sells rare collectible poker chips on eBay and is also an eBay educational specialist. So, Dave, welcome to the call, and thanks for turning me on to the eBay Live event.
Oh, you're very welcome. We had a wonderful time, and eBay Live is a once-a-year event that's put on by eBay, and it's a whole lot of fun, and I encourage everyone to attend it each year.
It's a really nice event in that so many people that work from home, you know, you're in your home, and you may not know anyone in your neighborhood or even in your city that is on eBay and is running a business through eBay. And I think the camaraderie of people with like backgrounds and interests getting together at a venue like that is just so important, because you pick up tips, but it also helps validate what you're doing. You can see people that are even more successful than you, and so now you can further define your goals for the next year. And I work a lot with my site, the Home Business Review, with a lot of people that are looking for legitimate businesses. And, you know, a very large percentage of them end up starting businesses with eBay. So I think what you're saying, you know, Lou's sort of new from someone that's sort of a neophyte to someone that's very experienced with eBay. It sounded like eBay Live had a little bit of something for everybody.
Oh, it most definitely did. I want to ask Dave, what were your top three highlights of eBay Live Boston? Give us a little review, and then I think, Debbie, you've got some dish, some gossip, some scuttlebutt that even we didn't know about that was happening behind the scenes. Dave, your highlights.
Well, the highlights for me are always just being around other like-minded people. Probably the biggest highlights was actually an event that was held before eBay Live on Wednesday, and that was for the eBay Educational Specialist. We met at the Westin Hotel there, about 120 of us got together, and it was a wonderful time to network and talk about how, you know, we are helping spread the eBay virus to new people by getting them started onto eBay, by attending the classes that we teach, which is the basics of eBay, and then a second class called the Beyond the Basics. So that was probably the biggest highlight. The second highlight would probably be the trade show floor, where vendors exhibited tools and different ways of growing your eBay business. And I picked up quite a few little things there, tips. And let's see, my third one was probably just the camaraderie of hanging around like-minded people. You know, like Debbie said, most of us sit behind our computers all year and we don't really get out and interact with other people. And it's a great chance to interact with other people who sell on eBay and, embrace the whole eBay phenomena.
Oh, absolutely. And what was there, something like 10,000 people in attendance. And the networking, the camaraderie is really wonderful. You know, we're all strangers until we become friends. And I know you and I, actually, Debbie, you as well, have done some cruises. We've done some cruises together, but in different niches with, you know, with different groups of people. And Dave, you've even done a recurring annual group cruise for your casino chip collectors, which is always a lot of fun. Before we really, I really don't want to start talking about the cruise just yet, but I'm really focusing on just the networking and the camaraderie of, you know, like-minded people that share a similar interest, and that's how we got the idea for this Power Sellers at Sea cruise, because so many people said that, you know, they don't want to wait until next summer in Chicago to get together. And besides, it's not that intimate when 10,000 people get together. It, you know, would be nice to just relax and have a small group where you have plenty of time to kind of hang out and network and help each other with, you know, with marketing best practices, you know, for on eBay. So, Dave, can you speak a little bit about the cruise experience, both as a guest and as a group leader yourself?
Well, vacation, you know, a cruise is a vacation, and vacations are always wonderful just to begin with. But being able to vacation with like-minded people is just such a wonderful thing, and a cruise is such a great place to do so, because you've got opportunities, you know, at your meals where, you know, you can sit together with people. And, you know, just the places on the ship that you could just go off and chat with people. You can be up on the Lido deck in the buffet, or you can be out by the pool or in the jacuzzi, or just so many opportunities to sit and talk with people. And, you know, the majority of time that you're on a cruise, you are on ship. There are ports that you can get off, but, you know, the majority of the time you are on the boat. And there's just so many places that you can just sit and just get to know people, and just a wonderful place to network and to chat and to get to know people better.
Lou, let me jump in. I'm looking at this. I've heard about this cruise, and how do I even know who's on eBay? I mean, there's thousands of people on this cruise ship, so how do I know who the other power sellers might be, and where do I have the opportunity to network with them? Can you explain that a little bit? Because these are people I don't probably know.
Well, that's a great question, because I've been getting a lot of similar questions this week, and there is actually a two-sided answer to that question. One is that certainly you can invite people that you already do know, such as your best customers or your eBay buddies. But if you were just going on the cruise to meet other power sellers and other eBayers, how would you find them when our group of 32 cabins are amongst over 2,000 people that are on board that New Year's cruise? And the answer is, you know, what I do is I'm not just a travel agent. I'm a group cruise event planner. And since people ask me, oh, well, why should we book this with you, Lou? And the answer is, you know, I'm a multi-million dollar dealer of cruises, and so in that respect, the cruise lines, especially Carnival, are very happy to give me and my groups, of which I'll have several on board that ship, special privileges and perks that makes an ordinary cruise into a real fun event. And what I mean by that is that, you know, we kind of take over. We have a dedicated conference room for brainstorming and times, you know, for people to get together. We do team T-shirts that everyone wears on board, so you can instantly recognize everyone else in the group the first day of sailing. Prior to dinner, and the dinners are networking dinners, where we have a special section, the main dining room, best seats in the house, where each night you can sit with different people, play musical chairs, and get to know a lot of key people over the course of the 8 days. Even prior to dinner, Debbie, we do an open bar ice-breaking cocktail party just for the Power Sellers group. Now, when I say we do it, this is the first time that we're doing the Power Sellers at Sea, but it's certainly not the first time that I put together these type of events. This is what I do for a living. And on the same ship, I'll have several other groups in different niches that, well, you'll get to see their, you'll get to know who they are by their color, their different color T-shirts. But the point is that from day one and from minute one, we try to make it an experience, a fun event. And if it wasn't, you know, there's three levels of cruising. This first is the level of I'm just going to go on vacation, and I'm going to get the lowest price. I'm going to go on Google, find a discount agency, and go on vacation, and it'll be great. And just in going on a cruise vacation, it's a wonderful escape that's much recommended. You know, whether you go on my cruise or not, you know, you should definitely go on a cruise if you've never been on one before. The next level is going on a group. I do many friends and family groups that just people that know each other want to go on a cruise together. You know, as an eBayer, you can send an invitation out to a list of your best customers, bring them all on the cruise, and then you go for free. We'll talk a little bit more about that later, because Carnival awards me with a free cruise berth or an entire cabin based upon X number of people that that we bring. So basically, if you had 15 people who wanted to go on a cruise, you could go for free. But that's an aside to the level three of group cruising, and that is going to an event. eBay Live was an event. You know, the extra added, I'm thinking that for the $60 that they charged for us to get into eBay, well, some people paid $75 and $100, but I think the early bird rate was $60. For the money that we paid at eBay Live, I have no idea what eBay spent per person, but I felt like we got 10 times the value. I felt like they spent $600 on me with all of the dinners and the beverages and the parties and the freebies and the entertainment. And just, I mean, Dave, do you agree with me? Do you think that kind of the eBay people went really overboard to solidify their relationship with the eBayers?
I'm sure that they lose money. Well, they have big corporate sponsors that, you know, probably that probably pay a large share of the expenses of hosting the event. One thing I wanted to point out, going back to your relationship with Carnival, is I think I've done 9 cruises with you now, Lou, and on every single one, you've managed to get me upgrades and freebies that you wouldn't be able to get if you were just Googling a discounted cruise and booking it on your own. You know, through your relationship with Carnival, it's amazing what more that I can get because of, you know, going through you and taking advantage of your relationship.
Well, I appreciate that. A lot of people think that, people every day call my office and say, I've got a price on Travelocity or Expedia or, you know, Vacations to Go, and I know you can't beat that price. It's 68% off a brochure. But, and, of course, you know, I always do, because I'm not really just a mom-and-pop travel store. I've got a lot of clout with the cruise lines, because I bring them hundreds and thousands of people to go on cruises. And so, and this is what's so exciting to me, guys, is that in all these years, you know, and I've got clients that are CEOs of large companies, doctors, lawyers, accountants. I have millionaire internet marketers. In fact, some of my millionaire friends will be on board this particular cruise in a separate group. And I have, you know, people from all walks of life putting together groups that go on these cruises. And for all of these years, we've had so much fun. Every year, my own personal vacation is the New Year's cruise. And we'll, you know, we do a real estate vacation. We do an internet marketing cruise. We do all of these different groups. And it never occurred to me, maybe the eBayers would like to form a group and go together on a cruise. Now, here's the thing. Debbie, you know a little bit of the scuttlebutt, and so do you, Dave, of what went on this past week concerning me and some of the eBayers. And I want to be very transparent, and I want to reveal all. But before I do that, I want to remind everyone, if you're listening by web, by streaming audio on the web page, you can at any time type in your question or just a little shout-out. Give us your name or where you're from. Say hi. You can be completely anonymous and type your comments into the box, and you know, we'll get it over on this side, and at the end of the call we'll try to respond to as many comments as possible. Also, the people on the telephone, we'll, if we have time, we'll try to open up the line at the end of the call, which we hope will only go about another 30 minutes. If it goes longer, we'll try to keep it under an hour, so that we should be off before 10 p.m. Eastern. Now, Debbie, you had, you know, Dave and I were kind of shocked at the event when all of a sudden, what was it, Dave, your listings, your eBay auctions that you have going all the time, were all of a sudden not showing up in Google, because Google, you know, eBay spends a lot of money on Google to advertise eBay listings, and I think all of a sudden the auctions disappeared, not only from the pay-per-click ads on the right, but also from the generic. Am I right or am I wrong on this?
That's correct. We were in the hotel room, and I went to show you some of the advantages of using eBay, and one of the huge advantages is that Google picks up most of your auctions and your eBay store and classified ads and things that you can do on eBay, and all of a sudden I couldn't find them. I'm happy to report that they are back now, though.
They are back. Well, I think Debbie has the scoop on what happened, and we were there, and it probably happened right under our noses, but we couldn't figure it out. Debbie, care to explain?
Yeah. Well, I wasn't there, but there was a lot of scuttlebutt on some of the forums that apparently Google was having a banquet Saturday night during the eBay Live event for a number of power sellers to introduce their PayPal competitive service. I think it's called Google. Is it Google Cash?
Google Cash,
and
Is it Google Cash or Google Checkout?
I think it's Google Cash, I believe.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
I don't know. I just don't.
And anyway, eBay found out about it and said, okay, this is sort of like we invite you to the party and you dance with my wife. And they said, well, just to get your attention, we're now canceling all of our advertising with Google, which amounts to about $25 million a year. So apparently that got Google's attention very quickly, and they ended up canceling the get-together for Saturday night. And everyone felt sort of the consensus on the forums was that, you know, they were both big dogs, and they were certainly going to play, but eBay wanted to send a very clear message that this is our event, and we can't stop you from having a competitive product, but you're sure not going to introduce it in this way. So that may have been what happened, Dave.
I had read that same thing, too, on after the event. I guess on Monday I read in some of the newsletters I subscribe to about the exact story that you just described.
Yeah.
Well, so now everything's back to normal?
Well, you know, I don't know if the pay-per-click ads are back, but the natural listings are back. And when we looked on, I don't know, what was it, Saturday night, Lou, we couldn't find any listings. But the natural listings are back in Google.
But not the pay-per-clicks?
At the time I checked, no, I did not see any pay-per-clicks at the time. But they could be back as well right now. I don't know.
So it's very possible that Google and eBay have kissed and made up.
Right.
Which is always very fascinating. Hey, speaking of fascinating, I know that the averages on eBay are, 42 or 48% of all auctions, of all listings.
It's right around 45% of auctions on eBay convert to a sale. So that means 55% of most people put up just does not result in a sale.
Okay, and I'm actually surprised that the number is that high. Now, you've got multiple auctions going for your niche, for the rare casino chips. What percentage of your listings wind up in sale?
We generally convert well over 90%. So we've had months where we've converted 100%, 96%, but an overall average of over 90%.
Well, that's fantastic. Now, I have to ask you, what do you attribute to? Is any special little tips or strategies that you'd want to share on an open forum like this?
Certainly. I mean, the biggest one is that we start all our auctions very low. And so that generates a sale, but it also has to do with, you know, copywriting, using the right keywords in your title. You know, we use audio in all of our auctions, which you mentioned earlier. So it's a lot, and also our reputation. Our total feedback number is twice what our posted feedback is, which means we have a very large amount of repeat buyers. So we have
Do you build a list too, Dave?
I'm sorry? Do we build a list?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's one of the things, and that's, I don't know if you want me to give it away, Lou, but I sort of will, because I know some of the other people that are going to be, some of the other groups that are going to be on this cruise in January, is you have a lot of marketing things that you do, Dave, that I see the average, even the power sellers, but the average eBayer is not doing. Things like audio and video and building a list and good copywriting. And, you know, so many times I just see, you know, here's a picture, here's a description, and, you know, you cross your fingers and you hope it sells. And, Lou, maybe you might want to address, because the thing I was particularly interested in was the fact that you have a group going with some real internet marketing experts that have sort of said, hey, if anybody from the power sellers wants to hang out and visit with us and pick up some tips to improve their eBay listings, they're welcome to do that.
Oh, that's true. That's true. We do have another group on the same ship that are, it's a mentoring group of top-level internet marketers. And those people pay something like $6,000 a year to be in that group and to study with some very well-known and respected millionaire marketers that have built million-dollar businesses online, you know, without eBay. And, you know, I don't want this to become a internet marketing versus eBay sellers, you know, competition. But I think that each world can learn from one another, that I certainly can learn a lot from the eBayers because I'm just a hobbyist on eBay. You know, I run all my websites and direct all my own traffic and build my business outside of eBay, as these marketers do. But yes, anyone who goes on the cruise, our friends in the internet marketing world, has certainly said that, you know, go ahead and invite your eBay friends to come and crash our sessions and sit in and learn if they're interested on, you know, on best marketing practices, you know, that don't involve eBay. And you know, I think it's really sweet to be able to be able to list an item on a website that has, you know, millions of people that are coming to the website, and that way you could potentially get hundreds or even over 1,000 page views, you know, resulting in a sale, you know. But that's sales. That's not marketing. I think what Dave and I are discussing here are principles of internet marketing that really drive better conversions, that help build a list so that they are your clients that you can market to again and again, that you can cross-sell, upsell, repeat sell, have customer loyalty programs, and do a lot of advanced marketing things that a lot of the eBayers and eBay themselves are not doing. And, you know, I got up at one of the seminars, at one of the presentations at eBay Live, and started asking questions about the things that I do naturally every day online in my business, such as lead generation and list building, such as adding audio and video and watching the conversion rate increase due to these features. And they looked at me like a three-headed monster. And I was kind of surprised that you know, that most eBayers weren't concerned with these things. And I guess it's because if you've got hundreds of thousands of people, traffic automatically coming to my auction, I don't have to work that hard to market myself. eBay is doing it for me. But I want to just tell a brief story that you guys know of something that happened when I tried to sell my used digital camera on eBay. I think I don't even remember if I had a reserve price or a low starting bid or what I did, but I do know that you could buy the same digital camera, brand new at the time, for $399. And there were many competitors on the page offering new. And so I said, you know, I'll be happy if I get $250 for this camera. I'll settle for $200. You know, whatever I get, it's fine, because I've got this new camera and I want to get rid of my old camera. But what I did is I utilized some of these marketing practices in my auction. Good copywriting, an audio, an embedded audio applet that was a meet the seller audio, where I introduced myself, told a little interesting story about the history of the camera, the places in the world it had been, how I came about getting the new camera. It had to do with meeting my wife's ex-boyfriend and an awkward situation. I don't remember the exact story, but it was a very human and true and palatable story that, you know, that let me become intimate with the viewers and the bidders. And what happened in that auction with the audio is that I got more page views. I guess that was from the keywords, but I got more page views, and then from the audio, more bids and higher bids than anyone else on the page selling a brand new camera. And I wound up with a final closing price of $461 for my used camera. Where you can buy anyone else's auction for, where you can buy a thing for brand new for $399. And I myself was surprised that, you know, that this happened. And I did it a few other times. Again, these are just little hobby moments. I know there are people on the call and on the webcast right now that have hundreds or thousands of auctions going, or that are certainly more established on eBay than I am. But I helped a friend sell a case lot of cosmetics, lipsticks and eyeliner, and what do I know about women's cosmetics? But I did the same thing. Good marketing practices, add an audio with a story and a meet the seller. In this case, I interviewed my friend who was selling the cosmetics. And she got to, you know, besides text and photographs, explain, you know, what was included. You could hear from the sound of her voice her integrity and, you know, why she was selling it, how she came to obtain this case lot, and what the true value was it on the retail market, et cetera. And, again, a situation where we expected to get maybe $400 to $500, we got more page views and more bids and higher bids, resulting in a final auction price of over $800. For these cosmetics. And again, I looked to see who else was selling similar lots of cosmetics, and there were, you know, a couple above us and a couple under us. And, you know, you know how it goes, that if no one is bidding at the start of an auction, and if there aren't any bids, people aren't getting excited. If you see 2, 3, 4, 8 other people bidding, now all of a sudden you want to get in on the action, and so you bid. So getting just a few people to bid, and then maybe the viral component of people emailing this to their friends and saying, oh, you have to listen to this story in the auction. This audio is kind of, this is wild. They're having, you know, here are two people having a conversation in the auction. And so that's another story of me kind of maxing out the value of an individual auction. So I can only imagine what can be achieved by serious eBayers that use these techniques, and what I could achieve probably if I sold travel on eBay. And so, you know, those are kind of a couple of cool things. And, you know, if anyone is on the line that's a newbie or remembers back to when they were a newbie and they sold their first item on eBay, whether they made a profit or not, they were so excited. You know, so excited, like, wow, you know, some stranger just bought my thing. And that's how I felt. That's how I felt at the time. And but yet, I've never sat down and made eBay a business. I've kept it as a hobby and sold a couple of things here and there, like I'm talking about. But I really feel that, for those who do eBay as either a part-time or a full-time business, there are things that you can do. There are best marketing practices that you can apply that will exponentially increase the profits that there's so much money that's being left on the table that you could be taking, especially in thin margin auctions where you really you need the extra boost to continue profitability. And Dave, for one, is someone who uses these strategies, and I think that's probably other than the fact that you're a very fair and honest guy with tremendous integrity, I think that it's the marketing savvy that has led you, Dave, to be so successful with your poker chip businesses.
Right. Well, I definitely agree with you. I mean, I consider myself an internet marketer. The bulk of our sales, monthly sales, 90% of our monthly sales come through our website and not through eBay. We might sell, $1,500 to $2,500 a month on eBay, which represents maybe 10% of our gross sales for that month. However, 60% of my new customers come through eBay. And when I'm talking to other business owners, when I'm consulting, I always try to teach kind of a three-prong attack, and that's to have eBay listings, an eBay store, and a website. And the three can integrate beautifully together, but you definitely want to end up with the bulk of your sales coming through your website, because that's where you don't have to pay fees to eBay, and your margins are the highest. But eBay is just a wonderful, wonderful way to get people to that website. There's 230 million users on eBay, and you build a website, and besides maybe your mom and your grandmom, who's going to visit originally at first? But with eBay, the traffic's there. You just have to step in front of it. It's just a wonderful thing.
So, Dave, you use eBay as a lead generation system to drive people who come to the auctions searching on your keywords to your webpage, and then keep them and build repeat business from there.
Absolutely. That's pretty much the only reason I'm on eBay, for my own personal business, is for lead generation, is to capture a new customer at a negative cost. I actually, I advertise in many ways, in a majority, I spend a small fortune every month on pay-per-click ads where I'm actually paying to get a visitor. But with eBay, I generate a new customer, a new visitor, at a negative cost. I'm actually making money with each new visitor, which is a great thing.
Well, that's terrific. That's terrific. I didn't hear too much about that in some of the seminars that I attended, but I might have been in the wrong room at the wrong time. There was just so much going on simultaneously in Boston that it was hard to take it all in. But, whenever I get together with people, like you and you, Debbie, that and all of our other friends from our mastermind group on Monday nights, that I'm amazed at how much, for whatever it is that I know, there's so much more to learn. It's really amazing. But at this time, if anyone has come late, of course you are on the PowerSellersAtSea.com cruise preview call. And, if you haven't seen the information about the cruise, there is a big gray button on the right-hand bottom of your screen that says Get Cruise Info, and that will open up a pop-up window that you can print out and you can read, and it'll tell you more about the cruise. But I think we're spending this time talking about marketing and talking about the things that we do. Debbie, you had some questions that have been coming in this past week. I don't know if people on the call realize that for all the positive response I got from attending my first eBay Live, I also was kind of flamed, tarred, and feathered by some forum members on the eBay forums who settle. They had some interesting things to say, and one of the top things they had to say was, who is this Captain Lou to be planning a cruise for power sellers when he's not even a power seller himself? And I guess that I'm not a murderer, but I still am planning the murdermysteryatsea.com. You can check out that website. I'm not a real estate agent or broker, but I do produce the real estate cruises. I'm not a dentist or a doctor, but I certainly do work for those groups. And I'm not as rich and famous as some of my millionaire friends, but they still have me put together their group events on cruise ships. And I'm not even a collector of rare casino chips, but yet every year, Dave, you come back and do a chipperscruise.com. So I was kind of taken aback that I was summarily dismissed by some as, you know, what does this guy have to offer? And who anointed him as the master of this cruise sailing? But I think you have some other questions, Debbie, that I'd like to address.
I do, and I want to go ahead. I know how loquacious you can be, Lou. I'll just give you a heads up. It's about 25 till, just so you can keep an eye out on the time. Another thing that came that I thought was sort of interesting was, okay, the website said that this is by invitation only, but, you know, you were passing out postcards at the eBay Live event. And so is this really invitation only, or can anybody with $5 in their wallet come?
Boy, Debbie, am I glad you brought that up, because some people objected to the fact that when you went to the webpage, I asked for your name and email. Well, if you called my office and you were interested in going on a cruise and you didn't give me your name, your phone number, your email, and your full address, we'd hang up, because if we don't know who you are, we certainly can't plan a vacation for you. And, you know, registering doesn't obligate you, but some people were upset that we asked for name and email, and they thought that maybe we're going to spam them with marketing stuff, but we're not. You know, we'll, if you don't join us on the cruise, we'll never bother you again. But we certainly need to know who it is that we might be inviting. Now, as far as who is being invited, this is a good question. I'm not doing this for the money. If I was, I could mark up the event, and there are many, many things I could do to publicize and monetize this event. I did it because I think that eBay is a fun thing, and I'd like to meet more eBayers, and I'd like to share what I know and what we know and what some of my friends know about marketing that could be beneficial. So it could be, it could be one hand washes the other. But as far as who's invited, this is very, very important. Right now, I want to uninvite certain people from the cruise. So if you're listening, you'll know who you are. If you have a scarcity and lack mentality, if you're frightened to death about showing up somewhere where strangers may pick your brain to find out your source or your secrets or your strategies or what you pay for your items, and that you're very, very tight-lipped, and if you don't have an abundance mentality, if you don't feel that there's room for everyone to do well, if you don't have it in your heart to want to help others to succeed, and in turn they help you, you're not invited on the cruise. I think the two of you probably agree with me.
Yes.
Yes, I would agree.
You know, and of course I'm not recommending that you reveal your sources and your wholesale pricing to those on the cruise, but what I am saying is that in all of the niche industries that I'm involved in, and with all of the people that I count as my friends and my clients, the one thing that they share is an abundance mindset. And what that means is, pay it forward. How can I help you? What can I do to share my knowledge with you? And what knowledge do you have that might help me?
I know one of the things that really helped my business years ago is when I embraced the concept of co-opetition, and that's cooperating with your competition. And it sounds kind of unusual, like why would you want to do that? But there's really no such thing as, you know, my customers. Basically, you know, someone who collects, you know, old casino chips is not just buying from me. He's buying from many people. There's no, you know, he's not my customer. He may purchase from me, but he's purchasing from other people too. And when I started working with my competition, and my business boomed. So I really believe in the whole concept of co-opetition. And that was myself moving from that scarcity mentality to an abundant mentality.
Well, and another example, I think, Dave, is the three of us know each other from a mastermind group we have on Monday nights. It's been going on for years. And a lot of the people that are going to be getting together that are eBay power sellers probably specialize in different things. Like my good friend Terry, he does collectible trains. And I have a cousin who does old matchbox cars and so forth. And so it's just like us, where somebody might say, hey, this works. Like you, Dave, this is something that I found that's really effective with my casino chip business. And I said, oh, man, that's a great idea. I can do a little twist and use it in my business. I'm not going to go out and get into the casino chip business. That's not my forte. But your idea can probably be applied to a lot of different people. And that's where everybody walks away with their business growing instead of, you know, I'm going to stay in my cave and I don't want anybody to know what I'm doing. Well, if you don't want anybody to know what you're doing, you're not going to find out what they're doing to grow their businesses. So for people that haven't experienced that before, there's really nothing to be worried about. People brainstorm. They all come away with ideas that they provide or use with their own business models. It's not like everybody's going to try to, you know, jump in everybody else's backyard.
Yeah, and in fact, Dave, talking about co-opetition reminds me of when I started in the travel industry, and at that time, about 8 or 9 years ago, I was just a little mom-and-pop brick-and-mortar agency that was having a difficult time competing with the big, bad 8,000-pound gorilla of the Internet, where people can go online and get a better price. And people would go to a company called Cruise.com, which to this day is still one of the largest sellers of cruises on the Internet. And then they'd call me up, and my price couldn't compete because they were like a Blockbuster Video of cruises. And so even if I gave back all my commission, I would lose the sale to the Internet giant. And all the travel agents at the meetings I would go to, they'd get all upset. Oh, the Internet is killing us. The Internet is killing us. It's terrible. What are we going to do? And you know what I did? I called up Cruise.com at the time, and I said, hey, listen, you guys are killing me. How's the little guy ever going to make it in this business when I can't possibly compete on price because of the volume you do? You know, I'm about ready to throw in the towel. And they said to me, Lou, if you can't lick them, join them. How would you like to be our first affiliate, our first regional affiliate, kind of have like a little franchise of Cruise.com, where you have access to our buying power, our volume? Not only can you work with us, but you know, you can sell on the Internet. And now, instead of cursing the Internet can be your friend. And so I said, great. I said, I'm sure that many of the travel agents must have called you, and they said, not one. And I said, well, how much will you charge me to get involved with your company? Is there a franchise fee? How do I do that? And they said, Lou, since you took the initiative to reach out and call us, we won't charge you a penny, and you'll be our first charter affiliate, New York franchisee of Cruise.com. And that's how it all started with me, because rather than looking at competition and being afraid of them, I went and reached out to them and said, help me. And they said, fine. You're knowledgeable. You sound like a person of integrity, and you know the business. We want you. And to this day, the reason why I've got my in the cruise industry is because of my association with Cruise.com. That we sell $100 million of cruises online collectively. And if I didn't reach out, then the offer wouldn't have been made, and I wouldn't have been able to build my business to the extent that I have. But it's the same mentality we're talking about for the eBayers, for anything that you do. It's very, very important to have an abundance mindset and mentality. And those are the people, those smart and also fun people, vibrant, fun, and smart people that we want on the power sellers at CNO. We don't want anyone that just clicks on the link and books the cruise. And if you're going to be a crybaby and a whiner and complain about everything and email me that how do I know that we've got the best price when you could actually call Carnival and find that out yourself. Just things like that. If there are some people that are dancing in the rain and other people that are crying in the sunshine. If you're crying in the sunshine, please stay home. Don't bring your problems with you on the cruise ship. You're disqualified and uninvited right now. If you have something to add to the group in a positive way, you're not afraid that someone's going to steal your secrets, and you want to be helped in return, then we'd love to hang out and brainstorm and network and get to know you. And that's the qualification for being on the New Year's cruise. One more thing, and that's if you're a power seller and you have a list of people, you can actually turn this cruise into a customer appreciation cruise. And this is totally optional, because I know that there's one thing that gets people more excited than the discounted price of a cruise, and that is to be able to cruise for free. At one of my websites, myfreecruise.com, I explain how anyone can cruise the world for free by putting together a group. And so if you've got 15 people that want to join you, whether they're your peers, your eBay buddies, the people that wrap your packages, or your customers, and want to make a customer appreciation cruise, you can reach out to them, invite them, but remember, they've got to be fun. We're going on a fun ship, so they've got to be fun, smart people as well. And the people that you want to join you, you can invite. And if you get 15 people to come, you go free. If you help us fill 15 rooms, then you get a cruise for two worth well over $2,500 totally free. And that's a nice incentive for people with a list or a sphere of influence. But if you just want to come with your family, your friends, or some eBay buddies that you met at eBay Live, you're more than welcome. One thing about Carnival is it has activities and fun for all ages, and they are second to none when it comes to caring for the kids. If you don't already know, Camp Carnival is just filled with – Dave, can you talk a little bit about Camp Carnival and how much fun Alexi has had in the last few years?
Yeah, I should have my daughter on right now telling about Camp Carnival. Camp Carnival is just a wonderful, wonderful thing that Carnival has. It's for children. I think you have to be potty trained, so you got to be, two or three, up through the teenagers. It's just events that they have planned all day. They have a very professional staff that are trained in childhood development, and they just put on a wonderful, wonderful group of activities for the kids. Our daughter would wake up in the morning, and she just could not wait to get to Camp Carnival. And a lot of times we couldn't wait to get her there too, because it just gave my wife and I a chance to be together without our daughter, but yet at the same time know that she was having a great time and that she was safe. And it goes through, I think, at 10 o'clock at night, and at 10 o'clock they offer paid babysitting. I believe it's $6 an hour. And you can keep your child there till 3 a.m. But it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing for kids. They have a great time. They have lots of activities. The kids come home with all kinds of freebies, T-shirts and backpacks and things that they decorate. And it's just a great, great thing for kids.
Oh,
in fact, we've had friends that have gone on Carnival and also on Disney cruises, and they reported that the kids actually had a lot more fun on the Carnival Fun Ship than they did on the Disney cruise. They said really the only thing the Disney cruise had that the Carnival didn't was the costumed characters. But the activities were better on the Fun Ship from Carnival.
Oh, really? That's good to know. That's good to know. I know also Disney does not have a casino on board, but that actually might be a good thing for the Disney cruise. someone named Jay, I think they're eBay Ideas Wasilla, just wrote in, "My wife is afraid that our kids will fall overboard if we go on the cruise. How likely is that? For the most part, I'm against that happening, although it would kind of depend on how they were acting at the time." That's funny. Well, you hear a lot of things on the news, but the news media loves to hype cruise ship incidents. And when you consider the millions of people that are going on the hundreds of ships and thousands of sailings, it is actually safer. I say without a doubt, it's definitely safer on the Carnival Liberty on New Year's week than probably in your hometown, and definitely safer than Times Square for New Year's. But there's, you know, per capita, less crime and less hanky-panky and incidents going on. Well, maybe there's hanky-panky, but you know, less to worry about on a cruise ship than in most cities in America. I think, Debbie, you have some other questions.
Right.
Well, his mind is at rest. The staff at Camp Carnival, supervise the kids so well, and they're trained, and they have ratio numbers that are very, very low, that there's just really no chance that your kids are totally safe on board.
Actually, I don't think I've ever heard of a case of a child falling overboard. It seems to be inebriated adults go for a dive.
Or try to walk on the railing. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Someone else just wrote in, what's included in the cruise cost? And if you've never been on a cruise before, you know that it's your luxurious stateroom, depending upon which you select. You're visiting five spectacular islands, and in this case we're talking about San Juan and St. Thomas, Tortola, Antigua, and Nassau. In fact, there's a possibility of visiting three other islands that are just a ferry hop away. There's Paradise Island that you can get to from Nassau, Virgin Gorda from Tortola, and St. John from St. Thomas. You really have an opportunity on New Year's week to visit more islands in a week than most people see in a lifetime.
Yeah,
so
I don't know how you got that. When you first told me about it, I was like blown away, because both of the other cruises that I've done with you, we've gone to one port of call, and it was like we're going here. That's really nice.
Oh yeah, it's really spectacular, and when you look at the cost that includes everything, it might cost more to stay home. We're talking about up to 8 meals daily, plus 24-hour complimentary room service, then nightly entertainment, Vegas and Broadway-style shows, activities throughout the day, swimming pools, jacuzzis, the 110-foot water slide, the spa, the fitness center, the steam rooms, the massage. Well, the massages are extra, but everything in the fitness center is included. The games, the activities, not to mention all of the private events that we've got scheduled, which is at a lower price than just going on the cruise. You now have a group rate, but then also you have parties, and you have a dedicated conference room for brainstorming and networking, and you have networking dinners. Roundtable networking dinners. It's actually hard to do it justice and put into words. It's kind of like, and I by no means want to compare what I do to what eBay Live did, because that was spectacularly over the top. They always do a fantastic job. But I try to over-deliver in terms of the experience that in no way can be described on a web page or in a color brochure. You really just have to come. You guys have been on my cruises before, so you know what it's all about. But if you've never been on a cruise, if you've never been on a group cruise, if you've never been on an event cruise, the value is some of the things that you'll experience is absolutely priceless. And even if we weren't doing a power sellers group, it would be a great cruise to go on. This is my personal vacation every January, and we chose New Year's week because that's really a great time to go. But someone else just wrote in, how can I leave my business for 8 days? How can I leave my online business for that long a period of time? That's a serious time commitment to make, and that's a good question. because the answer is the Internet is a mobile economy. There are Internet cafes on board the ship. There are Wi-Fi hotspots if you want to bring your laptop. And there's cheap Internet access in every port right off the ship for as low as 10 cents a minute. So if you want to be, if you need to be tethered to your computer at any or all times, that's certainly understandable because you want to check up on your auctions and on your business. There's, so, and in fact, in being in touch, there, you don't even have to worry about ship-to-shore phone calls anymore, because if you call your cellular provider, whether it be Verizon or Singular, AT&T, T-Mobile, whatever, you could just tell them what ship you're going on and what dates, and they'll activate what's known as a world calling or international roaming. And for something like a dollar and change per minute, you'll get phone calls or make phone calls right from your cabin. And actually, a cheaper way around that is for 10 cents a minute. I know on my with my phone, you can get text messages for just 10 cents a message, I think it is. So there, you can always stay connected even when you're deep at sea. And so I would hope that whether you're running a part-time or full-time business online, that you'd be able to afford yourself a well-deserved vacation. That is a full week, and in this case, it's an 8-day departing on Saturday, January 5th, and then returning on Sunday, January 13th. That's right after the holiday rush. That's you know, when all the everything should be everything should have been shipped from Christmas. It's right after the New Year. It's a perfect time, a little lull in the first couple of weeks of January, when you can steal away a week to re-energize and to relax and to make plans for, you know, bigger and better things in the new year ahead. What a great way to start the new year off and then come back, you know, refreshed and feeling like $1 million. So that's why I do it every year as my personal vacation.
Lou, another question that I wanted to ask you, the thing was sort of cool about being able to cruise for free. Let's say somebody decided that they wanted to try doing the customer appreciation or something. Are you going to make the same offer that you've done with some of the other niches that you can, you have a website available, or how would they promote that aside from just sending out an email so that it would be tied to their group?
Well, first we would put a little blurb on the website where people can click down referred by, and so you know, we would know where your people are coming from. If you want your own website, you could have that as well. On top of that, we provide full color glossy postcards to mail to all of your friends and invited guests with your name on it. From Vistaprint, a great company, that can help spread the word. And we have viral components. These are things that you should be actually implementing in your own business. We have viral components like a telefriend script that when people come to your page, they can recommend five friends to coming. So this is, you know, some of the things that I'm talking about are best marketing practices that I use every day in my business that I certainly don't mind sharing with you if you want to put together your own group of people and earn the free cruise that Carnival awards us. I'd be happy to turn over that free cruise to anyone that gets 15 people or a free cruise for two for 15 rooms. And so, you know, if you're in that position, you want to do that, that's fine. I will say, though, that there's a special online on the, I think the website is vip.powersellersatsea.com. That's if you're on the phone, and if you're on the webcast right now, you can click on the big gray button that says Get More Cruise Info, and you'll see that there are just three cabins left. There are three cabins left at the special advance booking rate, which we advertise at eBay Live, which saves you $300 off of a balcony Ocean View stateroom. So the price after those three rooms will go up. It's still a good deal at $12.49 per person, but I think, was it $11.49? Wait, I'm not on the right page. I guess you'd have to click on the button to read it, unless you guys know. So we have a rate of $10.99. Right, the $10.99 rate is going to go to $12.49 after the next three people sign up. So after the next three cabins, the next three double occupancy or triple or quad cabins are taken, then the rate will go to $12.49 for that category of room. There are less expensive rooms still available, and, of course, you could always treat yourself to the penthouse suite. But, you know, just to let you know that how that works, there is a special rate for the early birds that jump on this and get the ball rolling. We wanted to do that as a special offer.
Let me point out something, because, Lou, this has happened with all the cruises you've done, is that you're being honest when you say if you want to do this, you need to go ahead and book, because how many times have people waited until the last minute and the entire ship is booked and they can't get on?
Oh, yeah, there's no question about it. Just like the airlines raise their prices until they're sold out, the same thing with the yield management for cruise ships. So what I would say is go, if you're even thinking about it, that you're on the fence or you have to check your scheduling or air flights, go ahead and book the cruise. The cruise is only $300 per person for deposit. It's cancelable up until mid-October. And go ahead and book the price, get the low price now, book it. We don't want you to cancel, but if something came up and you needed to, you can certainly get out with zero penalties up until October 15th. And, yes, the prices will go up. The ship will sell out. With or without my help or the eBayers, there will be, you know, like 2,500 people on the Carnival Liberty celebrating with or without you. So it's not just a sales ploy to get you to book right now. It's just a wise decision to save money and get the best position on the ship. So if you're thinking about going, then I really advise you, if you're listening to this call live or if you're listening on the replay, that I really advise you go click on the big order button that says Get Cruise Info. Read about the cruise. If you still have any questions, you know, you can email me, CaptainLou@PowerSellersAtSea.com. Or call my office, not at this hour, but call my office between 11 and 7 Eastern Time at 1-888-I-WANNA-GO. And I'll be happy to personally answer any further questions. Now, I know we've hit the top of the hour, and so we're going over by a couple of minutes. I apologize to those of you that I promised we would finish by 10. So, Debbie, if you have any final things that we didn't touch on, please let me know, and we'll try to wrap it up.
Yeah, I think you answered all the questions that that had come in. All I can say is I've been on two of your cruises, and if somebody hasn't been on a networking kind of cruise like this, actually, the cruise many years ago, Dave, how many years ago was it? Because that's how I met you and
November
Lou
of 2003 was our
2003.
First cruise. And November, yeah.
We have worked together all as business partners. We're in a mastermind group together, and none of us knew each other before going on this cruise. And so my big thing is if people don't know, sometimes now maybe you're a little bit shy and what am I going to do on that, you really will make friendships and business associates that are going to last a lifetime. So it's just a fun thing, and it's very smart business-wise to get together with, like Dave said, like-minded people and be able to share ideas.
Oh, yeah. That's
so very true. Like, today was the first day of Carl Galletti's Internet Marketing Super Conference, and probably the four or five people that I spent the most time with today were people that I met on previous marketing cruises that I've been on.
So it's a small world, and these people all want to get together.
Right.
Yeah, there's really nothing like it. You can't hide behind your computer and live in the bat cave forever and just, operate your business online without seeing the light of day and pressing the flesh and meeting other people and really getting that mental connection and mental energy that, you guys know how fired up I was this past weekend in Boston. The funny thing is we're ending the call right now. For those of you, and I see on my control panel that several people have now jumped on the call now that it's over. So if you're just coming on an hour late and you're wondering what you've missed, in about 2 minutes from now, the replay will, if you refresh your browser, 2 minutes from now, the replay will automatically show up, and the call, you can just press that little play button, and you'll be able to hear the call from the start. So that through the miracle of audio technology, you'll be able to replay this entire telewebcast or download it to your hard drive or to your iPod and listen to us in the car on your commute somewhere tomorrow. So just to let you know, technology is very cool, but not as cool as cruising the Caribbean. What do I say? Networking and schmoozing while Caribbean cruising. and with that, if there's, I actually see other. It's really something that now at the end of the call, I see other questions coming in, and we don't have time to open up the phones. But I don't really want to take up any more time out of your evening.
Lou, is it possible for you to post like an FAQ page for people that were on this call that and had questions that weren't addressed? Because if one person has it, unless it's just a really specific question, other people may have the same thing, and that'll save you, because I know how busy you are, that'll save people from having to connect with you and, five people have the same question.
That's a good idea. You know what I'll do, Debbie? What I'll do is the questions that we didn't have time to address, I'll go into the web page at the VIP. This is a secret web page because it is by invite only. VIP.powersellers@sea.com. That's the page you go to that talks about the cruise. That you click on that big gray button there that says Get Cruise Info. And what I'll do is I'll add the FAQs to that page so people can see the answers right there. And then I'll email everyone that when it's up.
Great.
So we'll do that. And Debbie, I want to thank you. And Dave, I want to thank you. Dave, do you have a website that you'd like to give a plug to do a plug for your eBay education, or are we going to wait for the cruise for that?
Oh, we can wait. No, anybody can visit my eBay training site at VegasAuctionCoach.com.
VegasAuctionCoach.com.
Right. That's my eBay training page.
Okay, that's great. And
Dave, you need to have Vegas Coach. I need help on my gambling.
Ah, I think we all need help on that. That's why I don't do that.
I need a new blackjack strategy because the house has been beating me lately. So we can't
that's
do
how
that.
How they build those big, beautiful casinos.
Yeah. You live in a great town, Dave. One where I might go broke if I was around those casinos all the time. And I'm not a big gambler, but something about the bells and flashing lights and things like that seem to draw me in.
Yeah, they do a wonderful job of marketing. That's for sure.
They sure do. Okay. Well, once again, I want to thank everyone who's joined the webcast and the call tonight. If you're considering going on the cruise, we hope to meet you aboard on Saturday, January 5th. And if not, thank you for your time and attention and allowing us this platform to speak. And I hope our paths cross again soon. Good night, everyone.
Good night.